The Triduum begins this evening. Please note the announcement on the back of the bulletin about the Triduum. The most solemn and joyful celebration of the Christian calendar is the period from Maundy Thursday through Holy Saturday. Worship services on these days or evenings are traditionally considered to be part of a single extended liturgical event called the Triduum, Latin for 3 days. There is no benediction until Holy Saturday. The first part of the Triduum begins on the evening of Maundy Thursday called Holy Thursday, during which Christians recall the events that took place the night Jesus was betrayed. The Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke concentrate on the institution of the Lord's Supper. The Gospel of John focuses instead on the Lord's final teaching to his disciples, dramatically punctuated by his washing of their feet. The word Maundy is derived from the Latin phrase mandatum novum, meaning the new commandment. It refers to the Lord's words to his apostles, recorded in John 13, "A new command I give you, love one another." The true climax of Maundy Thursday worship is the celebration of the Lord's Supper. This night is the anniversary of the sacrament and therefore a memorable event. After the sacrament is ended, the stripping of the altar takes place. The ministers and several assistants remove all vessels, crosses, books, candles, linens, pyramids, banners, and other decorations from the altar and chancel area. This ancient ritual is a powerful and dramatic reenactment of the Lord's humiliation at the hands of the Roman soldiers. As the altar is being stripped, Psalm 22, containing clear prophecies of Christ's suffering, is chanted. The altar, left bare or adorned only with black pyramids, is transformed from the communion table of Maundy Thursday into the tombstone slab of Good Friday. Join us for services on Good Friday, Holy Saturday, and Easter, as we now begin the Triduum. Page 290, Service of Confession and Absolution. Page 290, please stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I will go to the altar of God.
To God of my exceeding joy.
Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
You may be seated. Beloved in the Lord, it is our intention to receive the Holy Supper of our Lord Jesus Christ, in which he strengthens our faith by giving his body to eat and his blood to drink. Therefore, it is proper that we diligently examine ourselves, as St. Paul urges us to do. For this holy sacrament has been instituted for the special comfort of those who are troubled because of their sin, who humbly confess their sins, fear God's wrath, and hunger and thirst for righteousness. But when we examine our hearts and consciences, we find nothing in us but sin and death, from which we are incapable of delivering ourselves. Therefore, our Lord Jesus has had mercy upon us. For our benefit, he became man so that he might fulfill for us the whole will and law of God, and to deliver us, took upon himself our sin and the punishment we deserve, so that we may more confidently believe this and be strengthened in the faith and in holy living. Our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, broke it, and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you." It is as if he said, "I became man, and all that I do and suffer is for your good. As a pledge of this, I give you my body to eat." In the same way also he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins." Again, it is as if he said, "I have had mercy on you by taking into myself all your iniquities. I give myself into death, shedding my blood to obtain grace and forgiveness of sins and to comfort and establish the New Testament, which gives forgiveness and everlasting salvation. As a pledge of this, I give you my blood to drink. Therefore, whoever eats this bread and drinks this cup, confidently believing this word and promise of Christ, dwells in Christ and Christ in him, and has eternal life. We should also do this in remembrance of him, showing his death, that he was delivered for our offenses and raised for our justification. Giving him our most heartfelt thanks, we take up our cross and follow him. According to his commandment, love one another as he has loved us. For we are all one bread and one body, even as we are all partakers of this one bread and drink from the one cup. For just as the one cup is filled with wine of many grapes and one bread made from countless grains, so also we, being many, are one body in Christ. Because of him we love one another, not only in word, but in deed and in truth. May the Almighty and merciful God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, by his Holy Spirit, accomplish this in us.
Amen.
Having heard the word of God, let us confess our sins to him, imploring him for the sake of his Son, Jesus Christ, to grant us forgiveness. Stand.
O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
God be merciful to you and strengthen your faith.
Amen.
Do you believe that the forgiveness I speak is not my forgiveness, but God's?
Yes.
Let it be done for you as you believe. In the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful. He will surely do it. Go in peace.
Amen.
Let us pray. O Lord, in this wondrous sacrament you have left us a remembrance of your passion. Grant that we may so receive the sacred mystery of your body and blood, that the fruits of your redemption may continually be manifest in us. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Service of the Word, you may be seated.
The Old Testament reading for Holy Thursday is from Exodus chapter 12. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, "This month shall be for you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year for you. Tell all the congregation of Israel that on the 10th day of this month, every man shall take a lamb according to their father's houses, a lamb for a household. And if the household is too small for a lamb, then he and his nearest neighbor shall take according to the number of persons, according to what each can eat, you shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male a year old. You may take it from the sheep or from the goats. And you shall keep it until the 14th day of this month, when the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill their lambs at twilight. Then they shall take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts and the lintel of the houses in which they eat it. They shall eat the flesh that night, roasted on the fire. With unleavened bread and bitter herbs they shall eat it. Do not eat any of it raw or boiled in water, but roasted, its head with its legs and its inner parts. And you shall let none of it remain until the morning. Anything that remains until the morning you shall burn. In this manner you shall eat it, with your belt fastened, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand. And you shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt that night, and I will strike all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast. And on all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgments. I am the Lord. The blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and no plague will befall you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. This day shall be for you a memorial day, and you shall keep it as a feast to the Lord throughout your generation, as a statute forever. You shall keep it as a feast. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please turn in the front of your hymnals to Psalm 116. We chant responsively verses 12 through 19.
What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits to me?
He said, "Go into the city to a certain man and say to him,
The teacher says, "My time is at hand. I will keep the Passover at your house with my disciples." And the disciples did as Jesus had directed them, and they prepared the Passover. When it was evening, he reclined at table with the 12. And as they were eating, he said, "Truly I say to you, one of you will betray me." And they were very sorrowful and began to say to one another, "Is it I, Lord?" He answered, "He who has dipped his hand in the dish with me will betray me. The Son of Man goes as it is written of him. But woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better for that man if he had not been born." Judas, who would betray him, answered, "Is it I, Rabbi?" He said to him, "You have said so." Now as they were eating, Jesus took bread. After blessing it, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body." And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. For this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will not drink again of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." And when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Oh, Lord, we pray.
Beloved in Christ, Holy Maundy Thursday is the day when Jesus, after instituting Holy Communion, would also go to the Garden of Gethsemane. He would be betrayed by Judas. He would be denied by Peter. The phrase that you hear each week before Holy Communion is, the Lord Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed. It was the very night when he was to be betrayed that he gave us his greatest gift of all, the Lord's Supper, Holy Communion. The Eucharist means he gave thanks to the Father before he instituted it. Holy Communion in Greek is the word koinonia, to join two things together. We give thanks for this gift. He gave thanks. That's Eucharist. We give thanks for Christ's body and blood. Koinonia means the communion of the bread with his body, the wine with his blood, a great miracle that he gives simply by his word. Without the word of God, it's ordinary bread and wine, but with the word of God, it is what Jesus says it is. This is my body. This is my blood. And so this holy mystery we celebrate tonight, the night in which he was betrayed. I encourage you during this week to take out your Bible and look through each day during Holy Week. And you see on this night, after they sang a hymn like we just did, and went out to the Garden of Gethsemane, and he prayed three times that the cup would be removed, but not my will, but your will be done. And he was betrayed, and his suffering began. But on the night when the sacrificial Passover lamb was to be sacrificed, Jesus was preparing to sacrifice himself. So we briefly consider the Old Testament Passover, the New Testament Lord's Supper, and how the Eucharist is Holy Communion for you and me. They were there that night to celebrate the Old Testament Passover, which you heard about in Exodus chapter 12. The 10th and final plague to get Pharaoh to finally release Israel was the death of the firstborn sons in Egypt. When the angel of death passed over, even Pharaoh's son died. And there was a great cry in Egypt. And they finally said, get out. That night, they took lamb and sacrificed it, a lamb without blemish. They had bread that was not made with yeast because they were going to leave that very night, flattened cakes of bread for them to eat. And as they had the wine, the bitter herbs, as they ate the lamb, they were prepared now for the Lord's Passover, because in the middle of the night, as the angel of death passed over, each one of them was instructed to take the blood and put it in a bowl and dip the hyssop in it, and mark over the door and then the lintel of their door and the sideposts of their door with the blood. And because of the lamb's blood, without blemish, they were passed over. No one died in their houses. They were all alive. To this day, our Jewish friends still celebrate the Passover. When the Lord passed over, and they survived, and they were set free from Egypt, to go out to the wilderness, to go through the waters of the Red Sea. And thus their journey for 40 years began. This Passover is what Jesus was celebrating with his disciples that night in the upper room. He knew it was the last time he would share the Passover with them. The blood of the lamb, the eating of the lamb, the eating of the unleavened bread, that was a part of the whole Passover. They had been spared from death in Egypt. But now Jesus was going to do something new. And that was the New Testament Lord's Supper. Jesus, when he said, I give you the new covenant of my body and blood, is indicating that the new covenant has now come in him. He, Jesus, is the Lamb without blemish. It is his blood that will be placed over the wood on the cross. It was through his body with the unleavened bread and his blood with the wine that they would pass over, and we will pass over from death to life. Now, maundy, as I said before, maundatum Thursday, means a command. Not only has he commanded us to celebrate the Lord's Supper, he also showed them how to wash each other's feet and be a servant to one another and love one another. He said, I give you this new covenant of my body and blood, and this he instituted for all time. This is called the means of grace, a means by which the forgiveness of sins personally comes to you. And on the Lord's Day, all over the world, millions of Christians are receiving Christ's body and blood in Holy Communion. This Holy Communion, this new covenant of his blood, called the Lord's Supper, we celebrate tonight and on Sunday and the Lord's Day, this beautiful gift of the Lamb without blemish, who gives of himself for you and for me. And thirdly, this Eucharist, this Holy Communion, is described in great detail in 1 Corinthians chapter 11. You know, when you look at the text in the Bible, Matthew, Mark, and Luke give us the actual description of the first Lord's Supper on Maundy Thursday during Holy Week. John is the only one who tells us about the foot washing, but John does not record the words of institution. But earlier in Jesus' ministry, when he is feeding the 5,000, he speaks cryptic words about eating his flesh and drinking his blood, and they don't understand yet what he's referring to. But then, in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, Paul gives us a glimpse of how the early church was practicing Holy Communion, that they understood the real presence in Holy Communion. For St. Paul gives us the words of institution in 1 Corinthians 11 that you will hear tonight. Take and eat, this is my body. Take and drink, this is the blood of the covenant for you. The word is its. The word is not symbolized. The word is not transformed into. The word is its. He simply says, take and eat, this is my body. Take and drink, this is my blood. This teaching of the real presence is a very important doctrine of the church, because this is teaching us that Jesus' body and blood is objectively present there because of the word of Christ. Whether anyone believes it or not, he is present there. This is one of the reasons why we in Lutheran Church Missouri Synod have the practice of close communion. We catechize and teach people first before they receive Holy Communion. We do not want anyone receiving it to their judgment. We want people to know exactly what the sacrament truly is, as he teaches in 1 Corinthians 11. He teaches that it's a beautiful mystery. It's serious. We must examine ourselves like we did at the beginning of the service. It's a mystery, but it's a beautiful, joyful gift given for you for the forgiveness of sins. That is the point of the gift. How marvelous it is that the Lord uses means to connect to our lives. Think about it. You hear the word preached with your ears. You read the word of God with your eyes. You hear the word of absolution and receive it with your heart. Water and word touches you when you are baptized. And bread and wine, Christ's body and blood, comes to your lips, to your mouth, that you receive into your body, the medicine of immortality. The Lord is connecting with all of our senses through preaching, teaching, baptism, absolution, and Holy Communion. So we rejoice this night, the communion that we have of Christ, with Christ, because he truly gives us his body and blood. Why? For the forgiveness of your sins. All over the world, in the Holy Christian Church, the Triduum has begun now. The Lord's Day, the Lord's Supper, the Lord's Table, Holy Communion, the Sacrament of the Altar, a tangible experience of Christ giving you the sure assurance of the forgiveness of your sins. When you kneel and bow and receive it tonight, rejoice that in Christ Jesus, the Holy Lamb of God, you have communion with God the Father through the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. May we focus our hearts, our minds, these next 3 days on Jesus, the Lamb of God, the gift of Holy Communion and the Eucharist. Amen. May the peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.
As we gather the offerings, please take a pad at the end of the pew, tear off a sheet to fill out, especially your name, and if you're communing today, they can be placed in the basket of the narthex. As we depart, we gather the offerings.
Serve as a sacrament, page 194. We stand.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
That we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you. Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who accomplished the salvation of mankind by the tree of the cross, that where death arose, their life also might rise again, that the serpent who overcame by the tree of the garden might likewise by the tree of the cross be overcome. Therefore, with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, holy, holy Lord God of Sabaoth, heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom. And the power and the glory.
broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way, also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Redeemer, the fountain and source of all goodness, who in loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh, we thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in this sacrament. And we ask you not to forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
During the stripping of the altar, we chant Psalm 22. You may be seated.